Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here in Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment. Yes, magical engineer Frank's ready, I'm ready, and here we are ready to empower you. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. Hey, Frank, you know, a lot of people are saying, who the heck am I talking to? Who's Frank? Frank is the magical engineer sitting over there mining the board and all the ops and everything so that we can have this show. So he's a critical component of Herb Talk today. So glad to have you, Frank. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about the first part of the show, your memory perception. We got some new studies here. Frank says, yes, engineer in smoke-filled Oregon. You got a lot of smoke out there. I heard that, Frank. I heard that from some folks that called in recently that said you got a lot of smoke there. It's bad. You often have that problem out there. He says it's horrible, horrible. And it's not a volcano, is it? It's just what? Everything on fire in California? Is that what it is? I don't know. That's got to be bad for people's lungs. You know, no, it's Kate Brown. Yeah, I hear you. Well, we'll have to pray for you in Oregon and everybody else affected by that smoke out there. But we're all going to empower you this afternoon here on Herb Talk. And we got a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm seeking the Lord's face. I'm minding the time because it grows short. Yeah, if you want to know the way, it's the Lord. He is the way. You can't get to the God in heaven and the pearly gates without going through the Lord Jesus Christ. So mind the time. He's the way. And we did a show recently this week on fear. So let's read Ecclesiastes 12, which says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Absolutely. That Bible is the owner's manual. You know, you get appliances and you get, well, you used to get owner's manual and everything's a free download. But that's what the Bible is. It's your owner's manual. I want to know how to succeed. That's it. So crack it open and read from there and draw near to the Lord because he will show you the way. And without further ado, I think it's time for the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Hey, you know what I think? I think, Frank, I really truly believe, I really truly believe that people are waking up in America. Here's a survey. The Trafalgar Group, in conjunction with the Convention for States Action, they did a survey on how Americans feel about the vaccine mandate. And they conducted this between July 12th and 13th. They had over 1,000 respondents. 71.4% said that taking a COVID vaccine should be a matter of choice. According to more stats on this, Democrats and Republicans alike were surveyed and equally against the mandates. Of those numbers, 58.7% of the Democrats favored personal choice, and 87.3% of the Republicans rejected the vaccine requirements for mandates altogether. So there's hope out there, Frank. Moving along in the quacker, here's something. Judge temporarily halts the state's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. This was because healthcare workers got together in a class action and sued the health establishment that was forcing them, I guess this is the hospital they work for or the nursing homes they work for, and they started this lawsuit August 28th. Yep. The mandate started August 28th. That's what it is. So anyway, there's been a halt to that, and everything stays status quo until, I guess, everything shakes out in the court. But there's something that kind of, you know, my eyebrows went up and said, oh, a judge is agreeing. Hey, maybe not so fast. And last but not least in the quack report, approximately 70 people die from the COVID vaccine every day in America, according to the VAERS data, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting Service. Yep, or system. So according to that system, and you shake down the stats, they're saying that 675,000 adverse reactions from the COVID vaccine have been reported to the service. A lot of these medical issues were derived from roughly 17,000 hospitals in the United States. roughly 40 COVID vaccine injuries for every hospital in the nation. Over the past 47 days of reporting, there have been 3,296 deaths from the vaccine adverse events reporting system statistics. That's the equivalent of 70 deaths per day in America from the vaccine. Talk about a plague, Frank. I think the real plague is the vaccine. What do you think? Well, maybe, you know, when we, you know, get on further down the road, people look back and with fresh eyes and look at all that data and make their own decisions on it. But I think that's what they're going to find out. And that wraps the Quack Report. Frank's got a question. It's a very good one. He says, hey, is there an herb that will cleanse the smoke poison out of your body? He says, I'm sure there is. He wants me to mention if there's any way to cleanse this bioweapon RNA mutating out of our bodies. The people who took the bioweapon shot. Well, yes, there is. There's quite a few things people are using to kind of neutralize those protein markers. Personally, I've been using the deep organ cleanses. It will pull out heavy metals, radioactive particles, pharmaceutical residues, and so we're using that. And some folks are relying on God's promise. Herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations. And God can't lie. So we're standing on that promise. And Frank says, doing the math, 70 people a day equals over 25,000 or 25,550 people dead a year from COVID vaccines. Well, keep in mind, Frank, that vaccine reporting system, typically, you know, historically, it was only getting 1% of the actual data reported on childhood vaccine injury. So you can just imagine if that, you know, that's got to be way up here. Yeah, one-tenth. He said, Frank says, one-tenth of the real numbers. Yeah, that's about right. So, we live in a time that, you know, has people just stunned about what's going on. And I understand. I'm fielding the calls daily. I'm sure you're getting some too, Frank, being in radio. And people are looking for answers. I say, you know, do your due diligence, do your homework, stand your ground, what you know is right, and ask the Lord to lead you and take and protect you. So Frank's over there being ornery as usual. Well, let's get to our memory perception topic because we're running out of time real quick here. So, you know, some new research is revealing how faulty and uncertain our memories are. Did you know, Frank? Yep. Some research, science has published some research suggesting that the human mind does not remember as well as we think it does. That's right. And as usual, this type of research is designed to create issues in order to promote drug therapy, so I thought we'd check it out. So this is a brain study, September 2021, New York University. And they published their findings on their research on how the mind works to promote a memory. So the research states that our working memories are more uncertain with memory content. So the neural responses of the brain create decisions and how we act, and then we create memories there. Therefore, they're saying in the research, there must be something wrong with our neural pathways to create uncertain memories, according to the research. That was their hypothesis. Yep, the hypothesis was stated there. So what is even more concerning, though, about this research that I was reading is it's suggesting that our decisions are as uncertain as our memories are, that we don't know what the heck we're doing. So the research did get published in the September 14th, 2021 issue of Neuron. Here is a quote from the research. This is Professor Hsing-Hang Lee, New York University. He's with the Department of Neural Science and Psychology, and he says, access to the uncertainty in our working memory enables us to determine how much to trust our memory in making decisions. So what the research is really suggesting is that the human mind is flawed in the cognitive abilities of decision-making, learning, and also memories. Here's another quote from the professor. He says, "It is critical for the brain to remember things, but also to weigh how good the memory is. How certain are we that a specific memory is accurate? Studies on human behavior show that people are able to evaluate their memories. Less clear is how the brain achieves this." They don't know how the human brain works, Frank. They're speculating and hypothesizing. What'd you say, Frank? Is the study to attempt to make Joe Biden seem normal or smarter? I don't think it's going to accomplish that at all. I don't think anything could accomplish that at all, Frank. But let's look at the brain signals, because in this research, the team gave two groups of participants tests, and they monitored the brain's activities with, you know, MRI scans or your magnetic resonant imagery scan. So finding the region of your brain that records memories was their target. And they were analyzing brain signals to the brain region, and they mapped out the area that stores memory. So testing their participants, they could actually predict accurate and inaccurate memory by controlling the stimuli. So they discovered by creating doubt in the minds of the participants that they naturally went back over the information again to double check it. So really, if your brain discerns, if you discerned in a certain way that there may be a mistake or the information is lacking, your brain wants to go back and say, wait, I want to go back there and check that. So the brain is very sophisticated. It knows to go back and double check stuff if you're uncertain about it. And they also want to break brain codes. So more research in June now, 2017, going back a little bit, they were pointing to science that was very interested in cracking the brain's memory codes. So, of course, you know, the research is to supposedly benefit the cognitive and neurological illness areas. But what else could the research be used for? If they want to find your memory region of their brain and they're mapping that, and they're also trying to find your brain codes, what do you suppose they want to do with that information? One of the critical quotes here, well, this is from the National Institute of Health. That was where the study was done at. They said, "One study suggests that the human brain etches each memory into unique firing patterns of individual neurons, so the brain can replay memories faster than when they were stored." So brain neurons firing in a specific area of the brain, and also brain codes. What may they be up to? Here is a quote from Mark Twain. I like Mark Twain. He says, "When I was younger, I could remember anything, whether it happened or not." I think that may be something Biden should memorize. What do you think? Can he memorize anything? I don't know. So let's look at some of the causes that we run into with regard to brain issues. Now, aside from age, you know, a lot of people say, well, your memory goes when you get older. Well, it's common. It's, you know, and medicine expects you to have memory failure as you get older. It's common, but it's not normal. So aside from age, there are other factors that could contribute to memory loss. You can have a lot of stress or anxiety in your life. You can have, like, sleep problems, maybe emotional issues like depression. They can all contribute to short-term memory issues. Long-term memory issues can be from that as well, but also from drug use or trauma. So drugs can be both recreational or prescribed, causing memory issues. So cardiovascular disease medicines seem to be one of the biggest culprits for memory loss. And this has been actually, you know, documented by research, medical research. So most would agree, though, that memory or the cognitive brain function is not inevitable as we grow old. There are plenty of elderly folks that have really full cognitive functions sharp as a tack is the way I describe a lot of them. And I have, I had an uncle, he passed away, but I had an uncle who had a very great memory, excellent memory. I can still remember he had a birthday, and his wife, and his family threw a birthday party at, a convention place, and they invited all these people that he knew. He knew a lot of people, and he introduced you to, he knew everybody's name in the room. I mean, you had, it was a couple hundred people. And he would spend time to go around introducing you to all of them if you'd let him. So what made him different than other people, though, was, you know, at his age, he didn't struggle to remember. He knew people's names, phone numbers, street addresses. This is before cell phones, by the way, where you had things stored. Nobody remembers a cell phone number anymore. People just look it up. But, you know, he remembered all those things. And the difference, I think, is that he was not reliant, my uncle wasn't reliant on prescription drugs, like so many of his peers were. What'd you say, Frank? Are short-term memories stored in a different place than long-term memories? Well, that's what science is trying to ascertain, how the brain differentiates there. That's why they're trying to map it, and they're trying to code it. And I know for a fact, too, Frank, that they are have been working on drugs that will wipe out your memory, and they say they want to give it to people with post-traumatic stress disorders so they can live in peace. But, you know, just a whole memory wipe? Seriously, that's scary to me. So they have drugs that can already do that. Just, I wonder if Biden had got a hold of that. I don't know. Did somebody slip that into his cocktail? You saw that on Star Trek. He said, Frank said he saw that on Star Trek. Well, it's real science right now. Yep, memory wipe. Yep, that's what it is. Basically, they have drugs that can do that. And let's look at the brain wipe for a minute, because that's pretty much what we're talking about. There are a lot of prescription medications on the market right now that most people are using that can interfere with memory. It can wipe it out. You know, clean slate kind of thing. So I've seen this firsthand on folks that are taking a lot of heart medications, like your blood pressure and cholesterol drugs, your statin drugs, so that their short-term memory takes a hit for sure. So other drugs that also affect memory and cognitive disabilities are anti-anxiety drugs like benzodiazepines. Anxiety and depression, they're used for anxiety and muscle spasms and muscle relaxants, insomnia drugs, things they prescribe for agitation and seizures. It was kind of like, you know, the old-timey nerve pill. That's what women described it as. Oh, I have to have my nerve pill. So the problem, though, with a lot of these medications is that they tend to build up in the patient's system, and they cause more serious conditions like delirium and even increase the patient's risk of accidents. So, of course, you probably heard that that one class of heart drugs that causes a lot of memory problems is those statin cholesterol drugs. You may even have a friend or family member taking Lipitor, Lescol, Mevacor, Provacol, Zocor, all these things, and they have trouble with their memory, and pretty soon, too, after starting on them. So why does that happen? Well, these drugs reduce cholesterol, which is necessary for the brain to use for connections between nerve cells, which are vital for memory and learning. So remember, you know, the neurons and jump the brain synapse for, you know, electrical impulse and thinking? Kind of need the cholesterol for that. So a lot of those cholesterol drugs are not discerning on bad or good cholesterol, just, you know, gets rid of all of it. So most folks really don't realize that not all cholesterol is bad. And the brain is an organ that contains one quarter of the body's cholesterol, a quarter. So now the good news is that the brain wipe side effects is reversed when you stop taking the drug. And that research was in the Journal of Pharmacology in 2009. So after that study, the FDA also did in 2012, it required these drugs to display a warning about statin drugs causing memory problems. Yeah, yeah. So maybe Biden's on some statin drugs. I don't know.
Now, there's the over-the-counter products that can create brain memory issues. There are some over-the-counter drugs that also affect memory. So products for things like incontinence usually contain anticholinergics to prevent the bladder spasm. And by blocking the neurotransmitters to the nerve endings in the bladder wall, those can create brain issues, memory issues. So your neurotransmitters are really necessary for memory and cognitive function for the brain. So when you block that stuff, okay, you're not going to remember your street address or your phone number or your kids' names or any of that. So people taking these products can suffer from things like confusion, attention deficit disorder, disorientation, short-term memory problems, and in cases of the toxic buildup of the drug, they can even experience delirium and dementia. So if you suffer from digestive problems, you also want to be aware that stomach medications like Pepcid, Tagamet, and Xanax, they also cause rapid onset of confusion and delirium because your tolerance level is different of these medications when you get to a toxic accumulative effect. What'd you say, Frank? If I read and believe... What did you say? If I have read and believe the existing one's memory also strengthens it. What? I'm not sure I'm following. Oh, exercising. Sorry, I missed that part. Exercise. Yes, exercise helps memory. Lifts mood. You know, you feel more positive and energized. Absolutely great. Exercise is a big plus. So I definitely endorse that. Other medications to be on the lookout for are more prescribed medicines for memory problems and confusion, like your antibiotics. Some antibiotics can do that, as well as diabetic meds, cold or allergy drugs, pain medications, sleeping aids, tranquilizers, barbiturates, systemic drugs, neurological medicines, and antipsychotic drugs can all mess with memory. So basically, you have to ask yourself, you know, if they're saying as we get older, we're going to have memory problems, maybe it's not because we're older. It's because we've been put on more drugs, you know, for certain things. And the drugs are giving memory side effects. So maybe it's a drug-induced memory issue our elderly are facing, not because they're old and have dementia. Maybe it's drug-induced stuff. We need to really evaluate that. So here's the thing. The main health areas to be really concerned about, which have drugs that are prescribed for the elderly that cause memory and cognitive disabilities, are drugs for diabetes, cardiac disease, respiratory disease like COPD, renal failure, systemic infections, hormone imbalances, cancer drugs, digestive drugs, degenerative eye disease medication. So many of these drugs have toxic buildup, cause not only memory loss, but also hearing problems. Uh-oh. Yeah, if you're on heart medicines and you're not hearing the TV and it's blaring, that's probably the drug. I got to take a little break, but we'll be right back with more, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expense of drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask, robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Hey Frank, did you get the new bumper requests? I sent you some. Anyway, get some more bouncy music going. Maybe some mellow stuff. I think I sent you some mellow music. Maybe some mellow, like Sam Cooke. Yeah. Anyway, I hope you got those. Look in the email if you didn't get them. So we were just talking about memory. And, you know, there are some herbs out there that help protect the brain function and even enhance memory. Herbs tend to be packed with a lot of nutrients the brain needs to function properly, and medications will drain the system of nutrients and then create that brain fog or memory problem we've been talking about. Chemotherapy drugs, for instance, are huge for doing that. So the herbs that I like to use for memory, I pair with circulation herbs, and the herbs need to reach the brain, and circulation is really critical. So most people have tried ginkgo biloba for memory, but few have used it with a circulatory herb to see the true benefits of it. So if you're interested, call Apothecary Herbs. Apothecary Herbs has a formula called Brain Concentrate. It's a liquid herb formula. It is the game changer, for sure. Ask for their free product catalog. Their new catalog will be in shortly, in a few days. These are powerful professional strength formulas, and you get a lot of information and product support with them. So game changer, that's what I'm saying. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com, if you want to check out their website. ThePowerHerbs.com. So put the word the in there. That's where your healthcare options just became endless, because it teaches you how to take control back. Wouldn't you like control of your health? Wouldn't you like to live with more vitality and quality of life? A lot of times it's nutrition you're not getting, and herbs are packed full of nutrition. So give them a call. New catalog will be coming real soon in September here. New formulas are going to be inside the new catalog, so check that out when you can get your hands on one. ThePowerHerbs.com, 866-229-3663. All right. We have lots to talk about still, and a lot of people are, you know, kind of wondering where we're going as a nation, and I do too a lot of times, but for the most part, we are going to be really stunned when we look back in history and see what all they're doing here with healthcare. And the history of healthcare is really important to know. Most people don't know what it is. If you definitely get a chance, go to Dr. True Ott's website. He deals with minerals. Trying to think of his web address, Frank. Do you remember his web address? Just a Google Dr. True Ott, O-T-T. He's out there in Oregon, I think, or the Midwest area, and he deals with Mother Earth Minerals is the name of the company. That's what it is, Mother Earth Minerals. And he did this thing on the history of medicine, and it was eye-opening. They're truly eye-opening. So if you really want to know the roots of, you know, your modern healthcare system, you definitely want to get that report and ask him about it. He used to have it on a CD. I don't know what he has it on now, but maybe there's a download. You can ask him for it. Dr. True Ott, Mother Earth Minerals, you want the History of Scientific Medicine report. It's amazing. Okay, so we're going to be talking about osteoporosis here for a little bit because I get calls almost every day about osteoporosis and, you know, calcium. A lot of people don't know the difference about calcium and calcium supplements and what to look for and how they can truly help their bones, okay? And the bones are real important because they are the manufacturing hub of your blood and your red blood cells and your white blood cells that make up macrophages, which are your immune system support cells. So bones are pretty important. They're the skeletal structure, but they're also the manufacturing hub of your life source, your blood system, because life is in the blood. So approximately 80% of osteoporosis patients are women, and bone loss is underreported both in men and women. And we're told in the United States 1 in 4 women and 1 in 6 men over the age of 50 are going to have a diagnosis of having weak bones. Now, often patients will discover they have weak bones when they get a fracture, you know. A lot of times it's not they fell down and fractured themselves. Their bone fractured and then they fell down. So the statistics are reporting 44 million people over the age of 50 have either osteoporosis or low bone mass density. Now, I don't know how many of you out there go to a chiropractor, but they often can do your x-rays and report to you on your bone density. Okay? So a lot of people forget that they have to go to a bone specialist or they have to go have a bone density scan. Not really. Your chiropractors, if they're sharp, they can check your x-rays and they can tell you if there's something wrong with your bones. They can actually show you x-rays of healthy and well bones and you'll see the difference. They'll educate you on that. So don't dismiss your chiropractor giving you a kind of a heads up on your bone health, because they can do that. So we're going to dig into some osteoporosis issues here. And first I want to touch on some calcium secrets. How many of us have grown up with, you know, the image of those, you know, cardboard cartons of milk or plastic gallons of milk and all the commercials with the moo cows from the American, you know, Milk Association or whatever they call themselves, all over the TV. You know, how many of the public schools, it was cartons of milk. That's all you had to drink. I don't think they offered you much. It was milk. There wasn't really juice. It was milk. You get to choose between regular and chocolate milk. That was it. So I've talked about calcium before, how important it is to get the right source of calcium so you can improve your bone health, your cartilage, your connective tissues, your collagen. So the commercial market for calcium is enormous, and it ranged from animal products like milk, yogurt, of course your supplements that may have seashells or cow bones in them, off, you know, promoted as calcium supplements. So, but some new research has been circulating, confirming that natural healers have known for centuries about the benefits of the real calcium. And its proper form and where you can find it. A lot of that gets stuffed away and you don't see or hear about it. So you're not going to find these calcium benefits using animal products, milk products, or using your average calcium supplement that typically will have seashells in it, cow bone in it, or dolomite, which is rocks. So you can find that stuff at your big box stores for sure. But it's not really what the body wants as far as a whole food calcium. So here are some of the signs. If you think you have osteoporosis issues, if you're concerned, here are some of the health issues that may bring to your attention. You need to do something in the nutrition area to help yourself. If you tend to lean to one side when you sit down or when you're getting up from sitting, you lean to one side, this often leads to balance problems because the muscles are not operating properly. And your muscles need calcium, by the way. So any chiropractor will tell you that a good posture and the proper bone alignment is going to be critical for developing good posture, or if you don't have that, you're going to have problems. Another thing is grip strength. If your grip strength is weak, if your fingers cross when you're trying to open things, or if you can't open jars or even turn a page in a book, well, these are all indicators there's problems with your simple tasks, and your bone weakness often leads to muscle weakness, tendon and ligament controlling dexterity issues. If you have muscle spasms or cramps, big problem. This is usually an indication of mineral depletion in your magnesium and calcium areas. If you have osteoporosis, you're going to have muscle spasms, and they'll be more painful because your nerves get pinched when that happens. Also, if you have muscle spasms, it could be you're sitting too much and you're not stretching not only your calf and thigh muscles, but also your buttock muscles. Your buttock muscles and your hips need to be stretched and rotated. I can attest to a wonderful low-impact DVD called Classical Stretch. Very low impact. It's great for people of all ages. And you can get rid of those spasms if it's due to not stretching enough. You can get rid of those spasms in a skinny minute, and it's very helpful. So it's called Classical Stretch. Miranda Esmond White is the creator of that, and it's a marvelous thing to have if you want something low impact for yourself. Also, if you see rescinding gum lines, researchers have determined that there's a connection between gums receding and the health in your jawbone, and also attributed to a lack of vitamin D. Brittle fingernails. Fingernails can also tell a lot about a person's health, and many conditions can be spotted by examining their nails. So if the nails are weak or brittle, it indicates weak bones, according to a study in the Journal of Clinical Medicine, Insights of Arthritis and Musculoskeletal Disorders. So check out your nails, see how they're doing. If you have a reduced height, you know, they say, well, you're getting older, you're going to shrink. They ever tell you that, Frank? I heard this all the time. Well, there is a sufficient evidence to suggest that when our bones are not healthy, they can shrink in height. Losing bone in the spine can make us shorter. And women tend to suffer more from this than men do, with curvature of the spine, the dowager's hump, they call it that, developing, giving that rounded or hunched over posture look to yourself. So chiropractors are going to be huge for you. And that classical stretch also helps straighten up your back, by the way, because it's how you move and how you hold yourself. Painful bones. If you got achy bones, maybe in your neck, lower back, your wrists, your hips, can indicate bone health problems. This is usually a sign of osteoporosis, and normally the pain will be constant, and it's going to be localized, not all over the place. So compression fractions are often seen and are painful and could be the cause of that. Lots of studies, according to the Medical News Today, the McGill University in Montreal, Canada, they also discovered how important it is for real calcium, and especially for women. They published their findings in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. And in their study, it spanned 12 years, this study, and they determined that women who do not get enough calcium increase their disease risk and reduce their longevity. So, well, it was an interesting study that low or high calcium levels did not affect men the same way they did women. And the research involved about almost 10,000 females in one of the largest osteoporosis studies conducted to date. So over the course of this study, 13% of the women did die and were found to be deficient in calcium. Now, a comparison was done on the women still alive in the study, and they found them to have adequate calcium levels and who also used a calcium supplement, about 1,000 milligrams per day. Now, according to the director of the Montreal study, Dr. David Kotzman, he said that the kind of calcium supplement does matter. So you want a plant-based calcium because of the mineral content. Basically, when you look at plants that have calcium in it, your green leafy vegetables, your oranges, your medicinal herbs, anything that has calcium in it that God created has the same chemistry profile. It has two parts calcium, one part boron, one part magnesium. And if you look at your supplements on the market for calcium, they may have magnesium or they may have boron, but not both. Or if they do have both, it won't be a 2-to-1 ratio the way nature provides it to you. So two parts calcium, one part boron, one part magnesium. So that seems to be a critical balance for the body to uptake and absorb calcium appropriately. And when your body uptakes calcium the right way, it's going to put it where it needs it the most, whether it's your bones, your connective tissues, like your tendons and ligaments, your skin, or even your muscles. Also, your immune system uses calcium. They've determined it's a mineral flow switch for your immune system to kick on and kick off the right way. So when you're sick, it comes on, and when you're not sick, it shuts off. So if you don't have the right amount of calcium, that kind of can be in the faulty area. Some other studies that were interested, this is the National Institute of Health, and some of the researchers there published findings on the use of calcium supplements, stating that they were detrimental to health, some of the calcium supplements that people were taking, and increased their risk of adverse events and their disease. Well, again, you know, if it's not the right chemistry balance, I could see that happening. So that's why I'm a big whole food person. I'm not into mega doses of stuff from laboratories that are guessing what you should be taking. I'm into what God created, because he knows what our body needs. And he said, herbs are here for the service of man and healing of the nations. I stand on that promise every day. And hasn't let me down. Not one time. Mm-mm. So calcium from plants, from your herb sources, your food sources, going to be more what the body's needing chemically from a chemistry standpoint. So the type of calcium supplement really will determine if you're going to build healthy bone or tear down bone, which would explain why there are you know, continues to be a lot of osteoporosis problems in America when people are consuming the most milk, cheese, and dairy products like yogurt you can imagine. And they still have bone problems. Why is that? Well, look at the cow. The moo cow, when you look at the moo cow, Frank, when you look at the cow, it's a big animal. And what's he eating? He's eating grass. He's eating grass full of chlorophyll and the balance of minerals that we're talking about here. So milk really is for the calf, the baby moo cow, and it's designed to put 900 pounds on a calf really quickly. It's not really for human consumption. And if a cardiologist is honest with you, he'll tell you milk and cheese not good for your cardio. Too much fat. And just getting low-fat milk's not any better. Not really. So not the way they serve up milk today. Yep. With they flash heat it, you know, try to kill the bacteria, but they don't kill enough of it, and there's all kinds of drugs in the milk because they give it to the cows. So basically we're not supposed to be consuming cow's milk. And how did mankind get to consume cow's milk? It was during a famine. That's how they got to that. So one slice of cheese, Frank, one slice of cheese equals 8 glasses of milk. People don't think about it. It's very mucousy. It bogs down the system with a lot of mucus. The digestive tract gets coated. It causes a lot of food allergy reactions. If you're out there and you get a lot of earaches, throat infections, tonsillitis, sinusitis, it may be you're allergic to milk. A lot of times we're allergic to our diet and just don't know it. So milk allergy can produce those types of problems along with skin issues like eczema and psoriasis, or even dark circle pigments under your eyes. That could be from a milk allergy. So you want to just be very conscious of those things. I often have said if you're thinking you're allergic to something, you just don't know what it is, keep a food journal. And if you, let's say you suspect it's milk, Frank. Let's say Frank's allergic to milk. Let's just say we think he is. You go off milk for 2 weeks. It takes that long for the protein of that food to come out of your system. And then after 2 weeks, if you want to slip in a little bite of cheese or a little yogurt, wait and see how the body responds within 2 days of you eating that. Usually it's pretty quick if you're very allergic to it. It happened the same day. So if you're sensitive to certain proteins and foods, you'll know it right away. So take it to heart. Food journals work. It's not expensive. It's just your time to do it. Now, the Surgeon General's report often states that osteoporosis is high among Asian people and Americans. Hispanic women are nearly the same risk as Caucasian women for osteoporosis. The lowest group for osteoporosis is Black Americans, especially Black males. They don't really have the osteoporosis problem as much. Bone loss is bad enough. But when you add U.S. medical bills to the tune of about $17 billion a year, osteoporosis, just like cancer, becomes a huge commodity. So nobody wants to kill the golden goose, basically. So real calcium, you're going to find it in a lot of your green leafy vegetables. Your plant-based calcium is going to be the most efficient. So foods that have real calcium will be spinach, sardines, figs, oranges, turnip greens, broccoli. Some of the herbs that are high in the calcium profile will be horsetail, oat straw, and lobelia. So when you're using herbs to, you know, beef up your bone health, it happens pretty quickly, usually within 4 months. Okay. So you can also strengthen other areas of the body like your ligaments, your muscles, your tendons, and also your immune system when you get some good quality calcium going. So so we want to be conscious of that, you know, chemistry, two parts calcium, one part boron, one part magnesium, and you find that in your whole foods, your organic foods. You don't find it from lab contrived stuff. You just don't. Sort of like when they analyze our ocean, our water, our fluids in our body, it's similar to ocean water. So it makes sense to put the electrolytes back in through ocean sun-dried salt, not processed salt, but an ocean sun-dried salt that has the 84 microminerals in it. So these are kind of like the basic things to remember for health. And we've got away from this stuff. We went away from all this basic organic stuff and common sense stuff to petrochemical drug therapies for everything. That's just not what the body needs. And it's just not how. And so how many people are living longer but aren't living quality lives because of all the drug therapy and the cumulative effect of a lot of the toxicity from that? So take it to heart. You have more power than you think you do. You just need to know what tools to use. Now, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they have a calcium plant-based liquid. And you don't take it every day. You take it every other day. And it's kind of a time-release kind of calcium infusion into the system. So within about 3 or 4 months, most people have their bone health back. What you'll notice right away is your nails will feel stronger. Your hair will be better. Your skin will be better. And then, you know, eventually the bone health is there. So even if you're getting bone density tests, you know, give it 4 months. And if you're getting a bone density test, make sure you're using the same machine to get your follow-up tests, because a lot of those machines, there's like three different kind of bone density machines, and they're all calibrated different. So you want to make sure you're getting your tests done on the same machine so you could get more of an accurate or as accurate as you can reading. I do know that the way they calibrate those machines, that a lot of times the postmenopausal petite women tend to fail those automatically. So just keep it in mind. And research any of those bone medications, whether they're pill or injection. Research them quite carefully, all the side effects. Now, if you have the internet or if you got a library you can pop on over to and use their internet, you can type in whatever the drug was recommended to you. You can type it in the search engine, and then after the name of the drug, type side effect and hit your enter button, and then all these links come up, and click on the one that says WebMD, because they'll give you the common and even the rare side effects of those drugs, so you can make more educated decisions on whether you want to take a medication or not. If you don't have computers and you don't want to go to the library, bookstores will have what is called a physician's desk reference. It's also called a PDR, so physician's desk reference. And you can look your drug up in that book. Libraries will have those books, but bookstores sell them if you want to have one or for your own personal use. And you can look up your drug reactions in there. So those are good things to have around so you can reference and know what's going on. Because I've had people that will call me up while they're at their doctor's office because they got on their phone and they typed in the drug that they just got a prescription for and looked up all the side effects. And I've had one guy, he turned around, went right back into the doctor's office, says, "I'm not taking this. I need something else." So, yeah, definitely educate yourself. There isn't any drug therapy that doesn't have a side effect or a risk to it. Keep that in mind. Oh, I can see by the clock I'm out of time, but give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. Request their free catalog. Get on the list for the new one. 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Hey, yeah, Frank says garlic has no risk. Absolutely true. Or visit them at the website, thepowerherbs.com, and get empowered. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.